Listeners Special. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, July 11th, 2021. I'm Atefa Irfani hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages from around the world. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. Dear listeners, if you have any messages for different listeners around the world, then please record your voice, send it to us, and then get your voice heard. Please remember, Listeners Special, the Sunday program, is your program, dear listeners. It's your views that are important. And here, I, on behalf of my colleagues, do express my deepest condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Muhammad Taqi, the ninth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Please stay with us. Welcome back, dear listeners. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. For your information, these reception reports are very important and very useful to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. For your information, again, all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. And here, I truly appreciate those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Christer Brandstorm from Sweden, one of our regular listeners, Matteo Holosi from Hungary, also one of our regular listeners. And the last but not the least is a reception report from Abed Hussein Sajed, one of our regular listeners from Pakistan. So, Christer, Matteo, and Abed Hussein, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. As usual, we have received many emails and letters from around the world, which I mention some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails and letters. From Norway, we have an email from Raider Bo. Raider Bo is one of our regular listeners. From Chile, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, and that is Hector Fria Hofre. Sayed Abbas Taqi from Pakistan has sent us an email. From the UK, we have an email from Paul R. Newton. And as I said before, the last but not the least is an email from England. And this email is from Patrick Travers. Patrick Travers is one of our regular listeners who has sent us an email. Well, dear listeners of Listeners Special, after a short break, I will be back with these kind messages. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, your program, dear listeners. And as I said, we have received an email from Norway. This email is from Raider Bo. Raider Bo is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hello, thank you very much for the beautiful EQSL card. This was much appreciated. I'm sorry to hear that some packages have been rejected by the post office of a number of countries. But fortunately, they cannot stop emails or your shortwave transmissions. Best regards. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Radarbo from Norway, one of our regular listeners, and many thanks for sending us this email. So you liked the EQSL card that my colleagues designed for you, and that's good news for us in IRIB English Radio and especially listeners special. And what a pity, those packages, as you mentioned, were rejected by the post office, and thanks for informing us about this trouble. And as you said, fortunately, the emails and shortwave transmissions cannot be stopped, fortunately. Thank you very much for sending us this email. Radarbo from Norway, please write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. We're looking forward to hearing from you very soon, Radarbo from Norway. And from Chile, one of our regular listeners, Hector Fria-Hofre, has sent us an email. Hector says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I am pleased to send you a reception report of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm very happy with the current moment of the propagation, which allows us to listen to distant radio signals. I was happy listening to the Holy Quran verses from your radio, as I believe that the Quranic verses are universal. They are understood with the spirit. The signal itself is not very strong, which is logical, but the headphones, it is perfectly audible. I would like to receive information about your country. Best regards. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Hector Fria-Hofre from Chile. And I do appreciate you for sending us this email. You just mentioned every detail about IRIB English radio programs. And thank you very much for, briefing these things, including, as you said, you sent us a reception report about the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. Many thanks for your reception report. And you also mentioned that the signal was not very strong and it was logical, but you said with headphones, it was perfectly audible. Of course, we will inform our technicians and engineers about the trouble you had about receiving the signal, but overall, we are happy that you were successful in receiving our signals, the signals of IRIB English Radio in your country, in Chile. And you said you had the chance to listen to the verses of the Noble Quran. And it was great. And as you said, the verses of the Quran are universal and is for all the people around the world. And as you said, it can be understood with the spirit. So you mentioned that you like to receive information about Iran. Of course, we in IRIB English Radio broadcast many different programs about our country, about Iran. Of course, currently we are broadcasting different programs about Iran, and you can find the archive of these programs in our website at www.parstoday.com/en. These programs include Iranian Market, Iranian Notables, and also, of course, Close Up Iran. Close Up Iran is a program about tourist attractions of Iran. And there, of course, in our website and in the shortwave radio, you can find these programs and you can listen to them. Of course, there are different programs about our country. And as I said, the archive is available at our website. Anyway, Hector Fria-Hofre from Chile, many thanks for writing this detailed email about IRIB English radio programs. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you, Hector Fria-Hofre. Well, dear listeners, we will be back after a short break. welcome back to Listeners Special. As I said, from Pakistan, we have an email from Sayed Abbas Taghi. Sayed Abbas Taghi from Pakistan says, "Dear Sir or Madam, in the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, I was to, of course, I want to promote your service in my area. As you may know, Muzaffargarh is the city of listeners in Pakistan due to the number of radio listeners in this area. So do me a favor and post me some of your promotional materials along with few literatures. Thank you. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you from Iran to Pakistan and to Sayed Abbas Taghi, one of our listeners who has, I do apologize for my voice. So Sayed Abbas Taghi has received our signals in his country, in Pakistan, and in his area. And he said his area is called Muzaffargarh, which is his area is called the City of Listeners. That's great. Muzaffargarh is the City of Listeners in Pakistan, and that is because the number of radio listeners in this area. That's great. I didn't know about that. Great information. So in your area, Muzaffargarh, there are so many radio listeners. That's great. Of course, Sayed Abbas Taghi, we will send you an EQSL card, and we will send you promotional materials and souvenirs of Arab English Radio if available, and if the health protocols regarding the post office let us do so. Thank you very much for sending us this message. Sayed Abbas Taghi from Pakistan sent our, of course, regards to your fellow countrymen and the listeners in your area. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon and receiving your views about the broadcast of Arab English Radio. Many thanks. And from the UK, as I said, we have an email from Paul R. Newton. Paul is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear Sir or Madam at Arab English Radio, I heard your broadcast at 1945 UTC last night. On looking this morning in my IRTH 2021, I wasn't sure if it was Iran. I was using a frequency of about 6035 kilohertz. It kept changing slightly by about 5 kilohertz due to interference. Sound kept coming and going. I haven't heard shortwave radio for a while. I have already written to and heard in the last couple of days Romania, Turkey, Italy, and China, and I hope I can receive a QSL card or an EQSL from IRIB English Radio. Thank you in advance." Well, salam and greetings to you, Paul R. Newton from the UK, and deep thanks to you for writing us this detailed information and email. So you heard our broadcast recently, and it's good news for us. And also you mentioned that you had trouble in the sound. As you said, it was coming and going. Of course, it was because of the interference, and we will inform our engineers and technicians about this problem. We hope that this problem fades very soon. And of course, you said you listened to different radio stations during the last couple of days, different radio stations in Romania, Turkey, Italy, and China. That's great. And now you are listening to IRIB English Radio from Iran. And of course, my colleagues will send you an EQSL card. And if available, the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio. Paul R. Newton from the UK, write to us soon and tell us your views about different programs of IRIB English Radio. Many thanks. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with the rest of the emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back from England. We have an email from Patrick Travers. Patrick is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear friends, I found listening to your English broadcast this evening very informative and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your broadcast, and I would welcome any information, including frequency schedule, etc. Please, will you send a program schedule and pennant or any other publicity manual? Thank you." First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Patrick Travers from England. And many thanks for writing this email to us. We are so happy that you found IRIB English radio broadcast, as you described, very informative and enjoyable. That's good news. And your request about sending you frequency schedules and program schedule, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/yen. And there you can find our frequency schedule and program schedule. And of course, my colleagues will, as soon as possible, send you an EQSL card and the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio if available, and if the health protocols of post office let us do that. Patrick Travers from England, many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio, and listeners special, write to us soon. We wish you all the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with you. And now, dear listeners of Listeners Special on IRIB English Radio, here again, I do express my deepest condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Muhammad Taqi, the ninth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We wish you all the best, many thanks for being with us, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all.